the bill would decriminalize the possession and personal use of psychedelics in California, such as LSD, psilocybin, and mescaline for people 21 and older. San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener, author of SB 519, says these psychedelics have been proven to help people with anxiety and depression when other medications have failed.
A recent study associated with the FDA showed that MDMA therapy combined with talk therapy for people with PTSD, 75% of the participants not only improved, they no longer had a PTSD diagnosis. MDMA-assisted therapy has been branded as a quote-unquote breakthrough therapy by the FDA. In two different clinical trials, psilocybin mushrooms was shown to reduce symptoms in patients with treatment-resistant depression. A Johns Hopkins study showed a decrease in depression and anxiety in cancer patients using psilocybin, and another showed that it helps people stop smoking.
Wiener says that on average, 18 veterans in the United States commit suicide each day, and psychedelics could help save these lives. Veteran Jesse Gould, founder and president of the Heroic Hearts Project, says psychedelics helped him deal with the trauma of war when pharmaceuticals couldn't. He says the fact that these drugs are criminalized has harmed the military community.
The weight of it all has fallen on individuals and private organizations, many of which are at a breaking point. Just last month, a friend of mine, a veteran, took his own life. He was doing his best to save others, but it came at the expense of his own mental health. We should not have to face this alone in the shadows. I will say this unequivocally. Psychedelics have and will save veteran lives.
Growing research on psychedelic therapies has shown that these treatments are incredibly valuable as the public confronts mental health challenges that have been unable to be treated through traditional medications or talk therapy. Melody Hayes, an anesthesiologist, says that when she underwent psychedelic therapy, she was able to work through the stress her job causes and eventually return to caring for patients and doing the job she loves.
And when I think about my experience of overwork and overburden and how that just had me wasting away, really, I think about the thousands of physicians and nurses who are now suffering with the trauma of having cared for our nation during this COVID crisis. And the number of them who are holding on by a thread in anxiety and PTSD for taking care of American citizens while they were dying.
California is not in the lead to decriminalize psychedelics, but it could be one of the first states to do so. Oregon voters decriminalized drug use and legalized anthropogenic psychedelics for mental health treatment. Also, Oakland and Santa Cruz have decriminalized anthropogenic psychedelics. The bill to legalize all psychedelics statewide in California passed the Senate and will have its first hearing in the Assembly Public Safety Committee this week. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.